a solitary wayfarer, enervated by protracted travel through unfamiliar terrain, finds himself inexplicably compelled toward a modest dwelling whose warm glow beckons with an almost predatory allure amid the encroaching nocturnal chill. His aching limbs and the biting wind render the prospect of shelter well-nigh irresistible, while the eerily deserted streets lend the evening an unplaceable disquiet he is too enervated to scrutinize. Peering through the window, he glimpses a cozy interior, a crackling hearth, plush furnishings, an atmosphere of cultivated comfort. That summarily dissolves whatever residual hesitation lingers. Its elderly occupant receives him with a graciousness bordering on the unsettling, ushering him inside with practiced warmth and insisting, with peculiar conviction, that he is exactly right for her establishment. Despite a faint, nagging disquiet, he acquiesces, stepping into a house whose silence feels curiously absolute, almost deliberate. She installs him in a comfortable chair by the fire and proffers tea alongside a biscuit, sustaining an easy, solicitous conversation as he drinks. The tea carries a subtly bitter, almost medicinal undertone, though he dismisses this trifling observation, disarmed by her gentle manner and the room's inviting warmth. His attention drifts to a photograph adorning the wall. Two young men, smiling, their names tugging distantly and inexplicably at his memory. A vague unease stirs within him, swiftly smothered beneath her ingratiating charm, and he lets the thought dissolve. As he finishes the tea, a profound languor overtakes him. The light gutters and expires, the house subsides into absolute stillness. The traveller, ensnared, never departs again.